I am Jimbo Paris, and you are listening to the Jimbo Paris Show. Okay, this is Jimbo Paris, and today we have Dark Joseph Ravine. Let's see what he has to say. So, can you begin by telling me who you are, what you're about, and what your message is?
So I am Dark Joseph Ravine. I am a social media influencer. I dedicate my mission to promoting positivity and kindness all over the world as much as I can with everything that I have to offer. I'm a firm believer in, you know, treat people the way you want to be treated, and what goes around comes around. I'm hoping to make a positive change in the world with all that I have to offer, especially, you know, being in the public eye and everything. I think, you know, the world needs more kindness.
Ah, interesting. Where did you get the name? Dark Joseph Ravine.
So originally I was supposed to be called Joseph Ravine, but when I was growing up in high school, you know, a lot of people called me Dark Joseph. And so I kind of took the time to think about it. And I thought that maybe the name was very theoretical and probably would represent kind of my persona in a way that's theoretical. Like, I'm called Dark Joseph Ravine because my job is to fight against the dark and to destroy dark and put light into the world. So we fight negativity and we create positivity. I'm also I love everything about like theory and into depth meaning of things. I graduated with a degree in philosophy, so we learned a lot about critical thinking in depth. So
what is your philosophy?
My personal philosophy is kind of knowing about the meaning behind everything and to kind of see everything the way it is and to see the full picture of something and not just to look at it from the perspective of how you want it to be. I feel like life is more about, you know, what you have to understand and not necessarily what you want and what you wish for. Kind of more appreciating the surroundings and figuring out what to do with what you already have, instead of wishing you had things you don't have.
What did you have growing up?
I wouldn't say that growing up was my best experience. I had a lot of bullying, a lot of teasing, racism. I grew up, you know, being discriminated against a lot, left out a lot, very mistreated, very hurt by lots of people. And so that's one another reason I dedicate myself to kind of making sure that even the young generation and the future generation for children and preteens and even teenagers kind of grow up and have a happy childhood and a happy teenagehood, so that, you know, they'll grow up to be happy people and they'll do good things. Because, you know, you have to really be careful how you treat a child, especially knowing that one wrong move can permanently damage someone. You really have to be careful what you do as a person. And so I want to also be like a self-improvement person and also a positive motivator as well, so that I can help people. My whole goal is to help people so that, you know, they live better lives. Their lives are changed for the better.
How did you overcome it?
So it was very hard to overcome because I got mad about, you know, the fact that I made a lot of mistakes as a person and that I did things I shouldn't have done. And, you know, I also did mean things. I'm not going to deny, you know, but I mean, we all do when we're children, you know, we can all do things like that. But I definitely had a hard time overcoming it because I was so mad about myself that I had a hard time taking no for an answer. And I was, you know, going after people who didn't want me as opposed to people who did want me. You know, I didn't give myself the chance to find, you know, real friends and people that cared about me. And instead, you know, I just ran after people who hated me for a very long time. And so I am sorry about the fact that I did that. And I am, you know, not happy about it. But you know what? You can't become better in life if you don't learn, you know? And so I learned, and life is great right now. And, you know, if you can go from sadness to happiness, you know, then what does it matter?
When did you have to work hard to find happiness?
As I started to realize what I was interested in and what I liked to do, such as, you know, social media, the arcade, you know, things that I enjoy doing as a person, I kind of looked to see if there was any way I could make something big out of this, something that, you know, would change my life around for the better. And so, you know, I had a Guinness World Record with the arcade as well, because I was very good. And I also did a lot of, you know, giveaways and donations, because I'm a big giver also. I love to help people also with giving. Of course, you know, I'm not going to go broke for someone, but, you know, do my best with trying to help as much as I can. I always try to think about how I can relate my interests to my positivity and kindness that I want to use around the world, and how I can make a difference, and how I can make changes over time. And so I'm always focusing on self-improvement and what to do to become better in the future. I kind of thought that maybe I had to do something more on the heroic side, such as helping people in need, or, you know, giving to people in need or things like that. And so, you know, even though I am all about positivity and kindness, you do have to know your boundaries of who to give it to and who not to give it to. You have to give it to people who want it, who need it, who are looking for it. You know, never give it, never do what's not asked for, or give it to people that don't want you. You know, you have to, you know, try to think about the balance of what makes you better. And so, you know, I kind of found happiness when I started doing more heroic things, and I came off as someone trying to make a difference. And so, you know, I'm all about that. And I hope I can pursue that over time to really, really change the world for the better, and to make a difference, and to, you know, come off as somebody people would want to learn from, would want to respect, would want to say, oh, he's such a helper. He really cares for people. You know, this is a great person. You know, and so, and I feel like I'm fulfilling my kindness mission by doing that, because that's my end goal with the kindness mission.
How did being put in the Guinness Book of World Records change you?
I really was happy about it. It was a very hard record to attempt. The arcade I go to, which I'm not allowed to mention, they don't consent to me mentioning it, but they made a donation to actually sponsor the event a little bit. And so with their help, we were able to achieve the Guinness World Record. And by being put in the Guinness World Records, it, you know, it gave me a good name on the internet, and it helped me build more of a fan base. And it kind of helped me receive recognition for the things I was doing at the arcade and at the time. And so once I had that, then I started to find more about how to market myself, to make myself more known, and how to, you know, become bigger and try to do bigger things. And, you know, I'm the kind of person where I believe if you were given opportunities or you're given anything, honor it by helping others with it. And, you know, kind of focus more on, you know, sharing your success and the things you have with other people who may not be as high as you are, because, you know, you have one thing one minute, you could lose it the next minute, you know. You're successful today, you could be a failure tomorrow. So life is so unpredictable, and you never know what can happen. So, you know, I am a firm believer, you know, honor every opportunity you have in your life, because if you abuse it, you lose it.
Why did you write the children's book?
So I wrote a children's book talking about anti-bullying, because what happens in the book, which I have yet to release it, there's a boy that's getting picked on, you know, by his classmates and the parents and everybody. And what happens is everybody that's picking on him is suffering in the book, and bad things are happening to everybody that's picking on him. And so I kind of reveal a message to even like schools and teachers and students and parents to know that, you know, when you hurt somebody or you are mean to somebody because of who they are or what they have or their problems or anything, you know, pain and suffering has a way of coming to you. So,
well, you just explained the basics of respect. And, you know, we sort of live in a society now where we believe respect has to be earned. But I think respect is actually a right that we should all have.
100%.
What was your experience being on a reality TV show?
So I actually liked it a lot. It hasn't been published yet. I'm still waiting to hear about it. It was actually very fun because, to tell you the truth, I feel like this person that was being put down a lot, put down like by all the haters and mean people, I came to the rescue and made him a somebody. So I kind of come off as the hero that's there to change his life for the better and make him known and things like that. And I feel like it's very much the story of my life, how I was let down a lot and put down and belittled for many, many, many years of my life. And so by being in the situation like that and then proving everybody wrong, which is what I did, you know, I feel like it's exactly, I wouldn't say exactly, but very close to the story of my life. So I resonated a lot with the reality TV.
Success is the best revenge. That's what
people say. Success is the best. I think it is. Yes, absolutely. It's the best revenge because,
you know, we're not saying go out and attack the people that wronged you. Remember that.
Absolutely not. You never attack the people that wronged you. But what you do is you show them I'm successful now. You thought wrong of me. You don't ever fight against people that, you know, said anything, but you show them, you know, you weren't wrong. You know, I knew I was capable. You tried putting me down. You were wrong, you know, and it's good to prove people wrong because then you show them that their opinions mean nothing.
Now, we've talked about the people you've proven wrong.
Yeah.
When you connected with those good people, were there any people that you motivated?
I would say there were quite a lot because I have also spoken in front of, you know, communities and people, you know, about learning lessons and about understanding things. You know, one major topic I talked about is how, you know, jealousy can be the root of all destruction in life and can really destroy people from within. And to know that, you know, life is only temporary and there's no reason to be jealous because we're only in the world for a short period of time. And once you leave, it's gone forever. You know, you don't, you know, there's no reason to envy other people, you know. And so, you know, I say whatever happens to you, and whatever you get what you get, you say thank you. You know, for example, you know, I get media opportunities with people who may not be as big, but it's still the thought of them willing to like be there for you and talk to you and interview you. And the thought of their kindness of having you, you know, feature you and everything, that is something to be thankful for. And that is something to honor and appreciate. And to know, you know, you can have nothing. And, you know, so anybody who does for me, regardless of like how big status, I don't care about how big or small you are. When you do for me, I appreciate it and I honor it. And I thank anybody who does. And that's what people need to learn in life. Don't just turn away somebody just because it's not what you want. Appreciate that at least you're getting something because you could get nothing. And this is something I am very passionate to teach people as well. Gratitude, gratefulness. Loving and honoring what you have and what you were given as a person. And so, you know, that's what I hope to motivate other people to learn about.
And now let's take a look at your website. I want to bring that up quickly so we could start looking at that. All right. So this is your website. This is the advertising agency. Good logo. Looks cool.
Thank you. And as you see, Kindness for Success is right on the side. If people, that's how they get to the store, if they're interested, you know.
Then as you scroll down, what's going on there?
As you scroll down, you start to see more about, you know, how, you know, that I'm offering individualized support. And I try to keep my items, you know, that I design, I try to keep it reasonably priced so that, you know, I know that people are on tight budgets, you know, that way they can, you know, they don't have to spend too much. We also have, cheap, you know, tracked international shipping, and any purchase that's made, everybody gets a giveaway. This is what I'm most passionate about in business, that long-term, anybody that makes any purchase, you're automatically in for the next giveaway to be decided. So your entries will count when we do our next giveaway. So that means you're on the record and you're in for the next giveaway. And if you spend a certain amount of money there, that's all the giveaway entries you get. And, you know, our giveaways are, of course, open internationally. And I'm all about to get openness and unity for everyone. So it's open to everybody worldwide.
You're a very interesting man because you almost run these giveaways like an arcade would.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Nice. So let's scroll back up. So what are the key places you think people should be looking? This site, this page, which ones?
I would probably say it could be mostly my Dark Joseph Ravine, because to tell you the truth, I always learned in business that the more you keep demanding money, the more it's a turn off from people. And I think it's better people get to know me first as who I am and what I'm most passionate about before deciding if they want to invest their money in my business. You know what I mean? I feel like people have to get to know you first and be comfortable and trust you before they, you know, they go into the business and everything like that. And so, and you know, like I said, if I'm the kind of guy where if you do anything for me, do it on your own free will, because it's in your heart telling you to do it. Don't do anything by force. Don't do anything to please people. Don't do anything to please me. Do what your heart tells you for me, you know? Do it willingly. That's what I'm all about, you know?
So this has been an excellent interview. Are there any pieces of advice, final words, phrases, things you want to give out to the audience now?
Absolutely. And I just want to tell your audience, you know, be proud of who you are. Don't change for anyone. Don't try to please people. You know, let people come to you. Let the respect naturally come to you. And don't feel like you have to force anything in life. If you feel you're forcing anything, it's not a good relationship or friendship or anything. You know, you all deserve to be happy. You know, make sure whatever you do, you will be happy in it. And make sure it makes you happy. Because if it doesn't, you're just damaging yourself and you're just ruining your own life. And that's my advice to your audience.
Thank you, Mr. Ravine. This has been a privilege.
Thank you so much. I'm very honored.
Yes. And also just a special shout out to our sponsors, Behind the Power, Allison Roberts' book, Grab a Copy. It's an excellent book and it's a powerful tool for breaking unhealthy life patterns. Mm-hmm. And then our next sponsor, that would be LifeWork Systems, our affiliate partner, that's Judy Ryan. And she's a CEO of LifeWork System and she's helping companies work together and build a kind culture.
Amazing. Love that.
Thank you again. And support us on Patreon and also look at our Roku channel.
Awesome.
I'm Jimbo Paris and this is the Jimbo Paris Show. Thank you for listening to the Jimbo Paris Show.